Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Lifestyle for a Lifetime. I am just so excited about all the prayers and testimonies, those I've heard of answered prayer, those that I know, because you're expecting and getting things in order according to the will of God. So we have discussed over the last 6 weeks, 7 weeks, reasons for unanswered prayer according to Matthew 7:7-11 and James 4:1-3. And just a brief recap, we opened up with so many people, name it, claim it, let's confess it, possess it. What you say is what you get. And I just did a whole teaching on binding and loosing. What's bound in, on earth is bound in heaven. What's loose on earth is loose in heaven. But there are also other things that go along with that, and we are continuing to discuss that in more of an in-depth study. And the Bible gives special conditions and guidelines. There is a law of reciprocity. There's biblical laws. I just finished up Deuteronomy, the book of Deuteronomy, and just looking at blessings come up on you if you do this, curses come up on you if you do that. So God has his things in order according to his plan. And obedience is better than sacrifice, believe it or not. Most of the things we go through, sickness, disease, pain, heartache, mental anguish is because of disobedience and not believing in what God has said or following what God has said. So then our prayers are blocked. They're not answered because we're not living right. We're not thinking right. We're doing the wrong praying, and we're having wrong expectations. So just a brief recap, what we talked about a couple of months ago. Unforgiveness, unconfessed sin, unfruitful Christian life, unresolved family conflicts, wrong praying. We talked about praying half-heartedly, praying selfishly, and then prideful prayer is what we discussed on last week. And we have so many other points, and we thought that we would get to them. But just for the future programs, and we'll see how far we get today and how the Holy Spirit leads us. But we'll be talking about wrong expecting, then wrong understanding, and then what should be our response to unanswered prayer, and then we'll have a conclusion. But anyway, just to kind of give you a brief recap of last week, we talked about praying pridefully. Matthew 6:5-7 says, when you pray, you're not to be as a hypocrite, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners in order to be seen. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward in full, praying for show, being insincere. So God wants us to have sincere prayers, but like the Pharisees who prayed, Lord, they basically... when they pray, Lord, I thank you that I am not like other people. That's a pharisaical prayer. I always like to use this this saying so you can kind of remember the difference between what the Pharisees believe and what the Sadducees believed. When I was a teenager, I remember hearing some of my godparents, they would always say, the Pharisees was fair, I see, and the Sadducees were Sadducee. So just a little recap. But the Pharisees, they always thought that they were better than everybody, and they prayed, Lord, I thank you, I'm not like this, I'm not like that. But Luke records that he was praying to himself, and Paul sought the Lord earnestly about his thorn in the flesh, and we discussed that and some of the other details, how he was attacked by Satan but yet wasn't delivered. Because sometimes you can, you know, be up there and God just has to just tug on our heart and say, look, okay, we all know areas we deal with, and so does the enemy. And so a lot of times we have to be so careful even in that. If we have a spirit of pride, His enemy will come in, and that will be a way that he will try to take you out of the will of God and miss the things that God has for you. Then next we talked about, and we went into more depth on that last week, but this is just a recap, praying vaguely. James 4:2 says, you do not have because you don't ask. And if you pray infrequently, irregular prayers, if you pray half-heartedly, we talked about that last week, and it kind of all ties in together, but we have to ask. And if we don't pray regularly or generally, you won't receive from the Lord. It's like making that clarion call, that clarion sound, knowing what you want and asking for God's purpose. And so let's just voice our request. How often have you experienced where you haven't really gone and said, Lord, or it's like somebody knocking on the door, hello, can I come in? You know, it's like you need to be sure and have that strong knock. I was reading last night in a business journal, and it was talking about people who use certain words like just this, just that. And basically that word is what it's kind of indicating is more of a subordinate and trying to be. But in business, a lot of times those people, it was saying they're pushed aside because not like that confidence. You need to make sure things are clear. You need to be able to speak. And even with God, just walking in the divine purpose and plan, speaking and making your requests known. And don't say, well, you didn't do this for me, God. Well, you never asked. You were never clear. Oh, it's so vague. Prayers, those are like no prayers at all. And so you can go more in depth and hear that teaching from last week about the unmanifested answers. But we need to pray aloud. We need to pray often, pray with others, be specific, and don't just pray for healing. Pray for the specific problem and the solution. Now, we're going to move to our next point for today, and that's wrong expecting. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Dr. Gwyneth Williams. I am live from China, looking out the window, and just a beautiful mountain. And they always have military helicopters coming by here, and there's one that's landed up here on the mountain. But it's a beautiful day, and actually it's July the 4th. And for those of you who are tuning in by live broadcast, we just thank you for listening. And those of you who are coming in and listening by tape and recording, we're just thankful that you are listening and you are tuning in. Okay, quickly, let's move to James. If you have your Bibles and if you're driving or occupied doing something, multitasking, hearing the word of God, just make a mental note. Amen. If you can't make a note, written note, or put on your iPad, iPhone, just put it in your mind, and we will look at James 1. And let's go to verse 6. Okay, and I am reading today out of the NIV. I really like the Amplify, but let's look at both really quick. But when you ask, you must believe. If you doubt, you lose, and not doubt. Because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive any from the Lord. That wasn't me talking. That was the word of God earlier. When we talked about vague prayers and not being specific, not having faith. But such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. So we know King James Version says a double-minded person is unstable in all his ways. The NIV says such a person is double-minded, unstable in all that they do. So James 1, 6 to 8, that's specifically what it's saying. Too little, lack of faith is the wrong expecting. So doubt is like the surf of the sea, another version. Let him ask in faith, I'll start from the beginning, without any doubting. For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. Come on. But let no that man expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. So here we have the unstableness. So if you want something, number one, we talked about, if you ask for the kingdom purpose, for the kingdom's sake, and if you seek first the kingdom, his righteousness, everything you want will be added unto you by seeking first his kingdom. I believe that God gives us desires, our heart, and I believe that he wants us to have the abundant life, but I believe we get things even quicker from God when we're asking and being single-minded towards the kingdom. But let's just look at, I like the Amplified, but let's turn to James 1. In 8, it says, and let's start at verse 6 really quickly. I'll read only. Now, this is the Amplified. Only it must be in faith that he asks, with no wavering. So what we're seeing, what he's talking about, no hesitating. Don't hesitate and don't doubt for the one who wavers. And wavers, just again, means hesitates or doubt. It's like the billowing surge out at sea that is blown hither and thither and tossed by the wind. For truly, let not such a person imagine that he receives anything. So here it's saying, hey, don't even imagine you're going to receive it. Anything that he asks from the Lord, for being as he is, a man who has two minds. So here we're talking about two minds, hesitating, dubious, irresolute. He is unstable. And then what comes with unstable? Unreliable and uncertain about everything he thinks, feels, and decides. Wow, that really breaks it down. So let's believe what you're believing for. Don't have the wrong expectation, but let's have that faith. Now, let's go ahead and look at Matthew. Let's go to Matthew. And that's the first book in the New Testament, and we'll look at verse 9. Let's look at chapter 9 and verse 29. Okay, so Matthew 9:29. It says, and then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith and trust and reliance on the power invested in me, be it done to you. We pray for people. And I've shared this story before. It's an awesome testimony of a man who had been shot in his femur bone and was told that the way that everything was, after the shot, that he wouldn't be able to walk. And long and short of the story, we had a prayer line. I could see his face. He was so excited. He was just believing. And when you pray for people, you can see their faith, and that charges your faith, and faith with faith goes higher and higher and glory to glory. And he's in the line, and all of a sudden somebody puts their arm around his waist to catch him. Somebody else wants to give him a crutch, and then the pastor comes to give him a chair, and I'm like, wait a minute, we're believing that he is going to walk. So I turned away, very upset. I was upset, yes. I'm saying, are we believing he's going to fall? We believe he was going to walk on the crutch? Or we believe he's going to sit down? Or are we believing he's going to walk? And I told my interpreter. And they all moved back. The catcher, the person with the crutches. Pastor moved the chair. And we prayed. And our faith connected. And here Jesus is saying the same thing. He's saying, he's like, hey, I'm going to pray for you. And he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, your trust, your reliance on the power that's in me, we're putting our faith, be it done to you. Come on now. Sometimes we don't, because we don't believe, we want everybody to pray for us, for our healing and for our sickness and for our disease and disease. And we pray and we run to this person for prayer and that person for prayer. But God, he does things in different ways. And sometimes it's because we have wrong expecting that we do not receive the blessings of God, because he is saying, according to your faith, you be healed. So this is what he's saying here to them. So the blind man. So that's what we're asking today. Even Jesus said, it's the power that's in him, be it done to you. But it's according to your faith. So the question is, the things that you've been asking for, the blessings, family matters, things that you're concerned about with your education, or things that God has been dealing with you about your purpose and your job, or your family, your husband, wife, your children, your sickness. It's not yours, it's his. But when you believe it, it becomes your sickness because you nurture it. You know, sometimes we love the pain. My daughter and I listened to a dramatization of a woman who was believing for a man, a marriage, and I believe it was their first kiss. But even with that, she was married to the hurt and to the pain. Sometimes we want to take it with us and wonder why we don't receive it. But she enjoyed the pain and the suffering because she had been hurt from a previous relationship. We've heard the saying, misery likes company. Sometimes we like the misery as our company, as well as other people who always talking about their sickness. And, oh, Arthur, he's, you know, elderly people. Oh, Arthur, God, he came around today. Oh, it's cold outside. I know. Oh, Arthur's going to come. We have to, that's what we believe, arthritis, Arthur, he's going to be there. Like Jesus said to the blind man, let's have faith. Let's all of us have faith. And Jesus said, the power that's invested in me, and he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith and trust and reliance on the power in me, be it done to you. And their eyes were open. So be it done to you according to your faith. If you don't have faith for it, admit it and don't pray for it. But ask for the faith to receive the blessing and pray according to the faith you do possess. So I walked away. I wasn't going to pray for him. I said, how can I have all these doubters? We're trying to connect. And when I laid hands on him and everybody got on one accord, he took off running around that church. And you know what? When his faith increased, my faith went higher, everybody's faith went higher, and everybody in line behind him's faith got higher. So it's like a magnet. If you be around somebody who doubts all the time, you want to just get away and run, you know, just hide, be separated. You don't want to have that wrong expecting, because you have to constantly wipe it off of you, wipe it off of you. But when you're around people who have faith that charges you to want to go forth and do more and believe more. And when he took off running, you ready to slay dragons. The next people that came in line, they were crying, and it just ignited. When we went back 3 months later, our driver, we had did so many meetings, I didn't even know what church we were going to. And about maybe a few minutes before we got there, he said, "Do you remember the church and where the man got healed and he was running?" He said, "Oh, that's the church we're going to today." I walked in, didn't even recognize it, because we had actually spoke expansion, and God had given some words about renovation, and they just took it by faith. They had built a stage. They used to have everything on flat ground. They had built a stage. I think the thing must have been 4 feet high. It was so tall, and built the stage. And I walked in, and I didn't hardly recognize it. So we're sitting there, and everybody is so excited. And my interpreter said, "Well, the pastor, we got a surprise for you." I said, "Okay." The man who was healed was in the back. He runs down the aisle and does not one, not two, but it looked like to me two and a half, but we'll say two. In the air, flip, one, two, and lands on his feet in street shoes, leather with a leather sole on concrete floor. Does a double flip. Now, isn't that amazing? And we have a picture of him and a testimony of what God can do. And when he landed and hit that ground so hard, I was like, "God, you are a God that heals if we only believe." So sometimes we don't receive our healing because we do not receive the faith to believe. If you don't have faith for it, admit it. And don't pray for it. But ask for the faith and receive it and pray according to the faith. So Matthew 9:29, and it's not being cruel, Jesus said, "Be it done to you according to your faith." If you don't have faith for it, just admit it. And that's what Jesus is saying. And he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith and trust and reliance on the power invested in me, be it done for you." I'm Dr. Gwyneth Williams. Thanks so much for tuning in to Lifestyles for a Lifetime. We, holiness, we are talking about, and we're doing a series on prayer, but this particular series that we're discussing is why our prayers are not answered. We've talked about wrong expecting today, and wrong living and wrong praying. And specifically today, we are talking about faith, having too little of faith. So we know the old saying, and we've heard many messages on the faith, the foolishness, and presumption. But let's move to the second point, and we just covered too little faith and lack of faith. We looked at James 1:6-8, "Let him who has faith without any doubting, so we can't be double-minded," and Matthew 9:29, "Be it done to you according to your faith." But let's look at the next point, too much presumption. Presumption is presuming that your prayers have to be answered by God, demanding it must be in his will. Sometimes we are saying, "Well, God, this has to be in your will." You know, especially young people and even some old adults and even business people. Sometimes we get in relationships that God's not even in, that they're there to actually deter us. And especially, you know, I just go back to the young people. Sometimes we get into marriages or saying, "God, I know this is your will for this man," and you try to make it a man, you try to make it your woman, and God is saying no. You go to a point where you try to reason, "Oh, well, ABC. He's a good man, he's got a good job, and he's in the church, but maybe God is trying to get you to do something else." with the marrying anointing. Maybe it's not the timing. Maybe he's wanting you to do something different, have a different mate. But sometimes we try to make, maybe you're trying to move into a house, and God is saying, I don't want you to move in that house. But you're trying to close the deal. You're praying, close the deal. You go to the bank, close the deal, and then here you have this mortgage for 30 years, mortuary. That's what it means. And God is saying, I didn't tell you to get the mortgage. If you just trusted in me, you could have paid. You could have got your house 5 years from now and paid cash. I had another plan. And then he closes that door. He closes that door. And we try to pray by too much presumption that you're praying that it has to be answered. But God, as we talked about, he's not a bellhop. He's not a Santa Claus. You know, you have to make sure you're praying the will of God and what God is wanting and not just presuming, assumption. We don't want to assume anything because it seems, one thing that just really gets me is logic. Sometimes we think, well, this is logical. It's logical, but God is saying, I want it to be by my spirit. So let's look at John 1, 1 John. 1 John and the 5th chapter, and we will go to verse 14. And this is the confidence, which means the assurance, the privilege of just the boldness. Sometimes we just need that confidence, that assurance, that boldness. One time I was praying in the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit said, surety is the emblem to the prosperities of my riches, both in the natural and the spiritual. I was like, wow, I wrote it down. I was like, God, what does that mean? He said that you know, that you know, that you know, that you know, that you know. That what he said is true, and it's the will of God, and that's the emblem to everything you need, naturally as well as spiritually. That you have that assurance, the boldness, which we have in him, that we are sure that if we ask anything, if we make any request according to his will, with his own plan, he listens to and hears us, and that is what he is wanting us to believe. And if, since we negatively, oh, no, I can't, oh, no, 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 or this, or, oh, I don't know, he wants the surety is the emblem to the prosperity of your riches, or the double-mindedness. So it's positively know that he listens to us. In whatsoever we ask, we also know with settled and absolute knowledge, when the Greek means gnosko, that means knowing. And in the Hebrew, yada, yada, means to intimately know. Even that between man and woman, but that type of intimacy between God. That we have granted us as our present possessions the request made of him. That's it, right there. If we know that he hears us, and whatever we ask, we know that we have received the request which we have asked from him. But what is the key point? It's according to his will. This is the confidence which we believe before him, that if we ask anything according to what we want or what we think, according to his will, he hears us. That's why it's so important to line up everything with kingdom, kingdomain, kingdom-mindedness. I'm Dr. Gwyneth Williams. Thanks so much for tuning in to Lifestyle for Lifetime Holiness. We are talking about wrong expecting. And as we close today, and we have several other points we will deal with on next week about wrong expecting, Next week we'll talk about some of the wrong too soon. There's an appointed time for everything, an appointed time. And I'll share a great testimony that of mine about the warrior bride and just a personal thing that God spoke to me yesterday. It's about the timing. And then some of the other points, the fervency, waiting. Oh, sometimes we just don't want to wait. When God speaks, sometimes he says stop, caution, and then red light, wait. And we'll go into detail. Wrong understanding, if we get there next week. And what should be your response to unanswered prayer? And then we'll have our conclusion later on as we continue to be led by the Spirit. Holy Spirit, we just thank you for your direction today, for guiding us. And we decree and declare over your lives that you will have faith. Ask in faith without doubt. Don't be double-minded this week. Don't be like the sea driven, tossed by the wind. For the Bible says, let no man that expect that he will receive anything from the Lord be double-minded. Be stable this week in your ways according to God's word. And it will be done to you according to your faith. Even Jesus said, it's the power that's invested in me. It's what you believe. So ask in faith, receive it, pray according to the faith you possess. And remember, this week we bind any presumption that God should answer your prayer and you should demand that it be done when it's not his will. And this is a confidence which you have before him, that if you ask anything according to his will, he is going to hear you. And if we know that he hears us, in whatever we ask, we know that we receive the request which we have asked for him. So if you're not positive and you say, oh, it can't be done or he won't do it, oh, woe is me, and bind that up. But the Bible says if you ask and it's the Lord's will, in the specific case you ask for wisdom and the will of God and you pray, not my will, but your will be done, that these prayers may be answered for the kingdom. So we say to you, hallelujah, take the word, be a hearer of the word, have faith, walk on water this week, bind demons and devils, and know that everywhere you walk, you take the territory for the kingdom. And remember, walk in holiness, be the light of the world. Where everything may be mayhem around you, you walk in the peace of God. In Jesus' name, amen. And we bind false humility and false pride. Walk in the blessings of God, but be humble according to his purpose and his plan. Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. Walk by faith and not by doubt. As they say, feed your faith and starve your doubts to death. Amen. And as my dad would say, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. And remember, on God's side, you're on the winning side. Share this with somebody. And success to you, success to the kingdom of God. And pray and expect. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.